Goeiedag, my name is Jan Middendorp. You're listening to Type Radio. Now we are talking.
Typeradio.org, broadcasting from Typo Berlin, 2004.
Hi, this is Type Radio. My name is Donald, this is Lisa. With us is Jan Middendorp, writing of the incredibly thick Dutch Type Encyclopedia. We start every interview with 30 yes or no questions. Oh yeah, let
maybe
the listeners...
Maybe you could hear the book. It's rather thick paper, slightly thicker than we, the designers and me, wanted. But the publisher had already ordered it. So and
listen
I,
how thick
I,
that is.
Yeah, and listen to me closing it.
Ha. I'm impressed, Jan. So, 30 yes or no questions. You're supposed to answer with just yes or no. And Lisa's going to ask questions.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Are you rich?
No.
Are you famous?
No.
Are you important?
Not really.
Do you wear jeans?
Yeah.
Do you have a driver's license?
No.
Do you use drugs?
No. I use alcohol. Alcohol is my drug of choice, so I do use drugs.
Do you really hate somebody?
No.
Do you work more than 50 hours?
Yes, I do, yeah. I hate Harvey Hunt.
Thank you.
We'll get to that.
Do you work more than 50 hours a week?
Yeah.
Do you like traveling?
Yeah.
Does money make the world go round?
I suppose so. I fear so, yeah.
Can you remember your last vacation?
Yes.
Do you listen to the radio?
Seldom.
Can you type?
Yeah.
Have you been embarrassed?
Yeah.
Are you religious?
No.
Are you dyslexic?
No.
Are you colorblind?
No.
Does your neighbor know you?
Yeah.
Are you jealous?
Sometimes.
Are you competitive?
Sometimes.
Do you play an instrument?
Yeah.
Do you collect?
Yeah.
Do you like porn?
No.
Do you know who the president of Canada is?
I'm not sure. I think the last one, the one before them, this one, yeah. I'd say no.
Are you bored?
No.
Do you vote?
Yes.
Do you love me?
I'm not sure yet. I have to get to know you better.
Do you lie?
No.
Thank you.
Do you know who designed Helvetica?
Yes, Max Meidinger.
Okay. You forgot that one.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You skipped it. Oh, that's okay. Who's Harvey Hunt and why do you hate him?
I'm not allowed to say. Nobody is ever allowed to talk about Harvey Hunt.
Okay.
Because Harvey Hunt is a man who sues everyone that talks about him. He is the principal of a firm that is called Bertel Types in Chicago.
Is that the same person that Eric was referring to?
No. Might be. Yeah. Both Erics.
Yeah. Okay, for the first question that I'm looking for right now, when and why did you decide that you were not a good enough type designer?
I never really considered designing type, but I did some lettering as a kid and later as a school boy, working for the doing the layout and the editing of the school newspaper, and then as a student. But I never really realized that type designer was an occupation until I got to know type designers, and then I thought I saw what a hell of a job it was, so I had never even considered doing it.
How did you end up to meet type designers? If you were in
it came about a little bit by chance, because I was at a certain point, after having been a journalist and writing about theater and other stuff, video, for a long while, I ended up in Belgium, and in Belgium, freelance journalism is not paid very well. So I had some time, and I bought myself an Atari computer. And the Atari came with lots of typefaces, and there were diskettes available with real typefaces, but you know, sort of a grey market. But they had their real names, so I could buy a lot of them and discover new typefaces like Minion and all of Adrian Fruitger's type. All of that was available for the Atari, so I got more and more interested and started designing. And so I was, I got in touch with Fonshop, and Fonshop Benelux, Belgium, Netherlands, were in the same city as I was in Ghent. And so I got to know them personally. And at a certain point, I started writing for design magazine items in Holland. And I decided to, through Fonshop, contact a type designer, because I that was Lucas de Groot. And I thought it was interesting that a guy would try to design the biggest typeface family in the world. And that's exactly 10 years ago. So that's when I did my first interview with a type designer, apart from an interview that I did with Neville Brody in 88, when he had his first big exhibition at the Victoria and Albert Museum. And I was in London to interview a dancer. And then on the train I saw that this exhibition was on, and I was fascinated. I had bought the face then. So I looked Brody up, and he didn't show up. And the second day I had a hangover because there was a party planned. But we did the interview after all. He did show up, and the interview was published in a sort of Vogue for Men in Holland, a magazine called Man. So that was the first thing I did, and I liked talking to designers because they were different from, you know, they didn't put so many airs, is that the right expression, as dancers or theater people would, and they had very precise tasks they put themselves to. And I liked that idea, that you set yourself a task and then try to perform that as well as you can, without any subsidy usually, or you know, they're very hard workers, and I like that. I like talking to hard workers and looking at their work.
Type Radio. Now we're talking.